Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get you'll hear an automated prompt
that will prompt you to press the number one, press the number one on your touchtone phone. And that's for the simple reason because those of you who want to just simply listen to the show can also listen to the show by calling that very same number, but you might not want to get on the air. So that's why those who do want to get on the air, you got that one final step. Again, 347-857-2002. Tonight is roll call night. Also, I'd like to just hear from some of my listeners, because we have been on the air in a while, whatever's on your mind in the world of Black arts and entertainment. I know tonight is Oscar night, and a lot of you got some interest in that. A lot of you got some concerns with that. I know there's some concerns and a bit of controversy about the lack of nominations for Black or African-American artists. And so if you want to talk about that, you could do that as well. So we got a lot coming up for you. We have our talk format. And then, of course, we have our Mr. DJ C-Rock mix coming up a little bit later in the show, as well as our birthday shout-out. Got quite a few birthday shout-outs we want to give. And, of course, our comedy corner. And last but not least, as usual and as always, our own version of the Quiet Storm for lovers only. Oh, and I forgot one final little detail. For those of you who are listening tonight, you might get a chance to win a pass for two for the latest Will Smith movie, Focus. That's right. The latest Will Smith movie, Focus, is coming. There will be a special screening this coming Wednesday, February the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Edwards Greenway Grand Palace Stadium Theater. That's located at 3839 Westland, and of course, that's here in the Houston, Texas area. Sorry, listeners, in other parts of the city, we don't have free passes available for you. But if you're in the Houston area, you certainly want to listen to the show tonight for your opportunity to win free passes. All of that and much more coming up. We're going to get things kicked off with a little bit of music. And you know what? Who says that funk music is gone? You know, Rick James said in one of his songs, funk is here to stay. Well, Bruno Mars has a new cut called Uptown Funk that certainly proves that. Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. We'll be right back.
Myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fire. funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it.
Troutman and Zapp, and then as it got into the groove, it even had kind of a Mr. Purple Rain himself, Mr. Prince, or the symbol, whatever we want to call it these days, kind of sound. I mean, I'm bringing funk back. I really enjoy that cut. If you're just joining us, this is the beginning of the Let's Be Frank show. We're making our return here, trying to bounce back from a few health issues. Tonight is roll call night, so this is an opportunity for all of our performing artists to call in and give the world a 411 on what you got coming up in the world of Black arts and entertainment. If you have a play coming up or a movie screening or an audition for a play or movie screening, and I certainly want to share that with the world. If you're a comedian and you have an open mic night coming up or a show coming up, or if you're a band or a vocalist and you got an upcoming show coming up at a local nightclub or a concert, we certainly want to know about it here on the Let's Be Frank show. Also, we'd like to just hear from some of our listeners tonight. Oscar night, obviously I'm doing the show now and I'm not able to see the Oscars, so feel free to keep me updated and abreast in terms of what's going on with the Oscars. I know it's a little bit of controversy. The movie Selma was nominated for Best Movie of the Year, but many individuals felt that it should have got more nominations than that. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff, particularly in the social media, regarding the lack of attention in the major award shows. That would be the Emmys, the Tonys, and of course the Oscars and the Grammys, in terms of the lack of attention and worldly acclaim for many of our Black performing artists. So if you want to call in and chime in on that, we could talk about that as well. I know some people, my daughter, as a matter of fact, Lisa Richards has a nice blog and the social media on Facebook asking the rhetorical question, should we expect Hollywood to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves? So that's a very poignant question. So, again, feel free to call me. Sorry, I'm trying to deal with this cough a little bit before it's been too bad, but we'll get through it. And you both. 347-857-2002. 347-857-2002. I'm going to go to my good friend, Mr. DJ C. Rock, in his mix for the week. We'll be right back.
Up in Here Entertainment presents Mixology, the Mix Show.
Fix your face and pay attention. Y'all better recognize
DJ C-Rock. the mixologist.
On the set, yurt!
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
An oldie but goodie.
And that is the mixology of Mr. DJ C. Rock. That's a new feature on the Let's Be Frank show every weekend. In case you're just joining us, this is the Let's Be Frank show on Blog Talk Radio on this Sunday evening, February the 22nd. Roll call night. Still waiting for some of my performing artist friends to call in and give you the 411 on what they got going on. I know my good friend, Mr. Renwick Davis, got some fantastic things going on. He has a new talk show or a variety show. I'm not exactly sure. That's why I need him to call in and talk about it. I know my good friend, beloved Tanya Palmer, has a new event coming up in which they're showcasing the works of some of the Houston area writers. So, Tanya, give us a call. We want to hear about it. This is just so much going on right here at H-Town. You know, they always talk about the almighty East Coast and the Big Apple and the almighty West Coast, La La Land, and the plethora of things that's going on there. We got quite a bit of stuff going on here, too. So we want to tell you about it. Again, the number to call is 347-857-2002. Again, that number is 347-857-2002. Also, my regular listeners call in if you want to talk about the Oscars tonight. Obviously, doing the show, I'm not able to watch the show myself. So keep me abreast, keep me updated in terms of what's going on. And also, coming up in the next half hour, we will be giving away a pass for two for a special screening. This gives you an opportunity to see it before the rest of the nation, the new Will Smith movie, Focus. The screening is going to be this coming Wednesday at the Edwards Greenway Grand Palace Theater, located at 3839 West Lakeland. So coming up in the next half hour, you're going to get a chance to win a pass for two. So don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Back with some more music.
Home tonight, baby. Baby, I'm making home tonight. Oh, baby, I'm making home tonight. 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 Ba
Some of you, I know you've only been listening to now. That's not true. I know y'all enjoyed the show. But I know you also listen to the show to win these free passes. So the time is now. We are going to take the third caller at 347-857-2002. Third caller at 347-857-2002 will win passes or win a pass for the screening of the world premiere of the new Will Smith movie Focus. Now, not for familiar with it, you can actually go into social media. As a matter of fact, go to my Facebook page, Franklin Anderson, and I do have the trailer for the movie. And I think you'll see by the trailer, it looks like a pretty interesting movie. I don't know if the wife may be a little mad because of what another persuasion, and we'll just simply say hint there. But for the patrons, the lovers of film, I think you're going to enjoy this one. Again, the third caller who calls in at 347-857-2002 will win a pass or two. That's Houston only, so my listeners throughout the country, sorry we don't have passes for your town. Maybe next time. The screening is going to be this coming Wednesday night, February the 25th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Edwards Greenway Grand Palace Stadium Theater. That's located at 3839 Westland. And while I'm waiting for that third call to come in, let me also say how these screenings work. They overbook, just like they do the airlines, with the idea or the knowledge that there are going to be people who will be no-shows. However, there are certain movies, and particularly certain artists, like Tom Hardy, like Kevin Hart, and like Will Smith, that even with their overbooking, they sometimes have more people to show up than there are seats available for. So like I say, the screening starts at 7:30. If you win this pass for two, I would strongly suggest you get there more like about 6 to 6:30 to ensure that you get yourself a ticket so you can get in to see the movie and have a good time and buy some popcorn overpriced because that ain't going to be free. To buy a drink that's overpriced because that ain't going to be free. To buy some bonbons overpriced because guess what? That ain't going to be free either. Third caller, 347-857-2002. While we take care of this business, let's take a station break. Trying to call in, guess what? It's a little too late to try to win tickets for the screen of the new Will Smith movie, Focus. But I tell you what, you know, this social media thing is so powerful. I'm a part of a group on Facebook called the 40 Plus Club. And as is sort of implicit in the title, Club 40 Plus, this is for mature individuals who are of the age of 40. And I've also committed a number of free passes to that organization. So you might want to go on Facebook and go to Club 40 Plus and become a member and look for details. Now, the screening is coming Wednesday, so those details are going to be coming up very soon, and your opportunity is going to be limited time-wise over the next day or so. But go to Club 40 Plus. Plus. The administrators of the club is Miss Janice Wright and Miss Shari Love. You might be able to find out how you can still pick up free passes. How you can still pick up free passes for, it's coffee time. No, it's birthday time. Time to send out a few birthday shout-outs for a few very, very special friends celebrating the birthday on today. As a matter of fact, is Miss Kimberly Phillips. Kim, a former student of mine at the University of Houston, is celebrating the birthday today. We also want to congratulate her not only on her birthday today, but on her recent engagement to Mr. I believe it's Derek Rowell. I'm not sure of the wedding date. I guess she's going to send all of us an invitation pretty soon. But today, at least, we want to celebrate the birthday of Miss Kimberly Phillips. Also celebrating the birthday today is Miss Chandra Harvey. Chandra turns 35 today. Celebrating the birthday on tomorrow, Monday the 23rd, a local filmmaker, a young up-and-coming local filmmaker, Mr. Derek Michael Parker, is celebrating the birthday today. And tomorrow. And also celebrating the birthday tomorrow is the brother of my son-in-law, Sean Richards. He's got a birthday coming up. Celebrating the birthday on Tuesday, the 24th, is Mr. Joffrey Garfield. I got a chance to meet Joffrey a few years ago at a film festival in Dallas, and he was the producer of a very fine film. It was sort of a docudrama of the life of Congressperson Adam Clayton Powell. That was a movie that I was very impressed with. But Joffrey celebrates the birthday today. I'm sorry, on Tuesday. Celebrating the birthday on Wednesday the 25th is my good friend Sheila Ford Warren. I used to play in a band, believe it or not. I played in the band. I played keyboard. Can't do a thing with it now. This was back in the early 70s with Sheila's late deceased brother, Bobby Ford. Sheila celebrates her birthday this coming Wednesday the 25th. Also celebrating the birthday this coming Wednesday is Jessica Iwobi, former student of mine at the University of Houston, and celebrating the birthday this coming Thursday, turning, I can't believe it, 36 years of age, is Mr. Jerodrick Davis, and celebrating the birthday on Friday the 27th, very special individual, Mr. Rushon McDonald. Now, if we talk about properly giving out the praise and accolades to some of our artists in Hollywood, this is a gentleman who certainly deserves it and has been getting it. As a matter of fact, I believe it was last month that Mr. Rushon McDonald was honored with a Living Legend Award by the National Producers Association. Many of you in the Houston area might remember Rushon when he had a comedy club on South Main Street here in Houston, went on to have a pretty successful comedy career, but he's doing great wonders now as a producer. As a matter of fact, everything that you see Steve Harvey doing, from his talk show to the game shows that he's doing, Mr. Rushon McDonald is the producer behind that. He's also produced a number of sitcoms, and he is indeed a living legend, and he will be celebrating a birthday on this coming Friday, the 27th. So, Rushon and everyone else, we want to wish you a very happy birthday, and as usual, we got something special just for you.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yes! Happy birthday to Miss Kimberly Phillips. Chandra Harvey turns 35. Derry Michael Parker, Sean Richards, Joffrey Garfield, Ms. Sheila Ford Warren, Jessica Iwobi, Derodrick Davis, who turns 36, and last but not least, Mr. Rushaw McDonald. Wish you guys a very happy birthday and many, many returns. Tonight, we're featuring Mr. Eddie Murphy in our Comedy Corner. As you know, they just had the 40-year reunion of Saturday Night Live. A lot of people were kind of disappointed that Eddie Murphy really didn't perform that night. Saw an interesting article online about performance of Eddie Murphy and his skill level now, and some of the people say that his career is washed up. But tonight we're going to remember Eddie when he was on top of his game. This comes from the Eddie Murphy Delirious album. Check it out.
Stay away from cookouts and shit. If you like me, you stay the fuck away from cookouts. I don't like my family come by the house. The relatives I ain't seen like since the last cookout. You got certain relatives you just see at the cookout. And they get on your fucking nerves every year. My Uncle Gus come by the house every year. My Uncle Gus is the uncle that likes to work the grill. And don't let nobody touch the grill when he's around and shit. As soon as he walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire. You know how to start no fire. Put this fire out. This ain't no fire, goddammit. Eddie, go over there and give me all that wood. I need half a tree. Chop that tree down over there. Chop down that tree and give me the wood from that tree over there. And Charlie, go give me 2 gallons of gasoline out of the shed. 2 gallons of gasoline, you kids roll up your shirt, put that on the grill. We're going to start a fire. Come on, you want to eat? You want to eat? Just shut up then. Put that on the fire. Okay, put that wood inside there. Okay, give me the gasoline, Charlie. Hold the match. Well, I tell you, Charlie, throw the match on the gasoline, all right? Well, I tell you, all right? We're going to make a fire. We're going to eat it, right? Y'all want to eat? We're going to eat now. Here we go. Pour the gasoline on here like this. We need the whole. Get that goddamn lighter fluid out there. That can't use it, shit. We're going to put all 2 gallons of gasoline on this wood and make a fire. We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Charlie, throw the match. Now that's a fire. That's a fire. Look at that. Look at that. He be all right. Roll Charlie around. Roll him around a little bit. Roll him around. And Uncle Gus is married to my Aunt Bunny. My Aunt Bunny got a mustache and shit. You know one of them lady mustaches? It was real cool back when she was 20. She had, you know, ladies had them little thin ones and shit. Then when they get about 45, like Aunt Bunny, they be having the Billy Dee Williams look. Shit be thicker than a man's and shit. Aunt Bunny weighed like 300 pounds, like 250, real heavy lady and shit. And the kids were scared of her. You got that kid logic going. I remember my Aunt Bunny come by the house and shit. It was like, I was petrified because she always wanted to kiss me or touch me and some shit. As soon as she walked in the door, it's like, come give your Aunt Bunny a kiss, baby. And you go, your mother say, why don't you want to kiss your Aunt Bunny? Kids don't give a fuck. They go, she got a mustache. Why do kids move so slow when they be crying? Stop making all that noise. I said, shut up. You'd be mad because your mother hits you. You'd be standing there wishing hateful shit on your mother. Every dude that'd be in the bedroom going, God, please kill her. I hope she gets hit by a truck and dies. I hate her. Shut up, I'm coming to give you something to cry about. Then my pops would start talking. And my pops be fucked up every 4th of July, man, every cookout. Black men like to claim the house when they're drunk. Men, period, I think, man, like to just claim their house. They want you to know if you drunk and if they drunk and you in their house, that it's their house. My father stand up in the middle of the cookout and say, "It's my house." You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I pay the motherfucking bills in this motherfucker. And hey, kiss my ass if you don't like it. Yes. Yes, motherfucker, yes. But you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm drunk. So what? Beautiful. I'm drunk. I'm drunk. So what? I'm drunk. You know what? I got drunk in my motherfucking kitchen. I was drinking out of my glass in my motherfucking house. So fuck it. Then he attacked the whole family, right? He said, "Gus, Gus, ask a question. Come here. Ask a question, Gus. Gus, let me ask you a question. Gus, why is the fire so big? Why do you make the fire so big, Gus? Look at that shit. It's a motherfucking ridiculous, Gus. The fire's too motherfucking big. Why? You come in here every motherfucking year, Gus, and you burn down my motherfucking backyard. Why? I'm cooking motherfucking hamburgers in French. I'm not cooking a motherfucking brontosaurus burger in this motherfucker. This ain't the motherfucking Flintstones, Gus. My house, motherfucker. Look at Charlie standing over there with third-degree burns on him, eating a motherfucking Frank. It doesn't make sense, no, but you take things too far, Gus. You take things too far. I tell you, go an inch, you go 3 inches. I tell you, go 4 inches, you go 5. Give a nigga rope, you want to be a cowboy, Gus. Why don't you listen? Oh, Eddie, get that motherfucking dog away from my plate. I'm going to shoot this dog. I'm going to shoot the motherfucker. Shut up. I'm going to shoot it. Stop crying. Stop crying, Eddie, because you can get the fuck out. You can get the fuck. I know you're 7. I know you're 7. But you'll be a 7-year-old walking the dog, no house motherfucker. You know what it is? Because it's mine, motherfucker. I hate this motherfucking dog. Because you ask it for the dog, you don't spend time with the dog, Eddie. You don't feed the motherfucker. You don't pet it. You don't even know what the fuck the dog's name is anymore, do you? The dog don't give a fuck. He don't know his name. The dog is 3 years old. Don't know his name. Watch this. Coco, where the fuck is it going? The dog's stupid because you don't spend time with the motherfucker. And I'm supposed to work hard all day. I come home and feed the motherfucking dog. Fuck no, I'm not feeding the motherfucker. You know what, Eddie? When nobody's home, nobody's home, you know what I do? I go up to the dog and I kick the motherfucker. I kick the motherfucker with everything I got, Eddie. And then I giggle my motherfucking ass off. Because I hate the motherfucker. But you don't clean up behind it. Why can't you clean up the motherfucking... This ain't Scooby-Doo, motherfucker. Why can't you clean the dog? The dog shits all over the house. If no one tells you, Eddie, you don't clean the shit. You let the shit stay forever. It shit that been in the den for 6 months, Eddie. It's been in the den for 6 months. Your kids go past it. You act like you don't see it. And unless you're told, you won't clean the shit. The shit is hard as a rock now. It's like motherfucking furniture in there. I went in last week to watch the fights. I said, fuck it. I put my drink on top of it, Eddie. It's a coffee table now. Why can't you clean up shit? My friends come over and say, oh, that's lovely. I said, that's not lovely. It's a piece of shit. Because my children don't listen. Then my Aunt Bunny would fall down the steps almost every year. Ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps? Make a whole lot of fucking noise. It's scary, too, because they be calling Jesus on the way down. And aunts don't like to fall straight down the steps like a kid. They be trying to break the fall and hold it and stop the shit. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. Real loud, yeah, like...
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. Jesus, God, help me, Lord, Jesus, help me, I'm falling down the steps, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please. My shoe. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, help me. I'm halfway down now, help me, Lord Jesus.
Lillian, the bitch is falling down the steps again.
Lydia, Lydia, what's wrong, Bunny? I fell down the steps.
Oh, Bunny fell down the steps. Bunny fell down the steps. Eddie, go get your Aunt Bunny something cool for her head. What happened? Bunny fell down the steps. Hey, Charlie,
Aunt Bunny was walking down the steps. And she was walking down the steps.
Gus, what the fuck is wrong with your wife? Why can't she walk a flight of steps? You come over every motherfucker year, Gus, and you burn down my motherfucker backyard, and your wife rips down the steps. Why? I work hard to get my place beautiful, and then the motherfucker come over and rip the steps down. Look at the motherfucking steps, they're fucked up, Gus. Why can't she walk a step? You know why your wife can't walk a step? Because she's a fat, hairy bitch. That's why, Gus. And my children are afraid of your wife. Eddie's afraid of her. He has nightmares about your wife. I went in his room last week, Gus. He was in the bed screaming, crying. I said, oh, help me, help me. I woke up, I shook him, said, what's wrong? He said, Aunt Bunny is coming to get me. He's afraid of your wife because she has a bigger mustache than his father. But you know what it is, Gus? I figured out about your wife. And I'm going to say it. And my wife, I don't give a fuck what my wife says. She can shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you something. I figured out about your wife. I know where you met your wife. You told me you met your wife 15 years ago on a motherfucking camping trip and that your wife was Puerto Rican? Your wife ain't no motherfucking Puerto Rican. I thought she was when I first met her, Gus. Because I walk up, I said, hello, it's good to meet you. My name is Vernon. And she said, hello, I'm Bunny. Goonie Google. What the fuck does Goonie Google mean, Gus? I don't know what the fuck that shit is to this day. I thought I'd learned some new Spanish shit. I went up to my friend, I said, hey, Sanchez, Goonie Google. And Sanchez said, get the fuck out of here. So I've been walking around for years confused, and I finally figured out about your wife when you met your wife. You didn't meet your motherfucking wife on no camping trip. Your wife's a bigfoot, isn't she, Gus? Your wife is a bigfoot, isn't she? That's why the bitch mustache is so motherfucking thick. Because you shaved the bitch down and taught her to speak. I know a motherfucking bigfoot when I see one. Don't bring a bigfoot in my home, Gus. With my children, the bitch can't talk, she can't walk a flight of steps. She's not trained well, Gus. She cannot walk steps. I bet she climbed the fuck out of a tree, though, don't she, Gus? Doesn't she? Doesn't she? But you had to not bring her around here. Fuck her. And your motherfucking children, they're big feet, too. They're half bigfoot, Gus, because the motherfuckers is 6 years old and have afros 17 inches long. They're little hairy motherfuckers just like their mother. Look at the motherfuckers. You know when I found out that they was Bigfoot? When I realized your wife was a Bigfoot when I took your kids fishing last week. I put the motherfuckers in the boat, Gus, and I took the worm and I put it on their hooks, and they both sat there, and they put the poles down in the motherfucking boat and slammed their face in the water for 2 minutes. And I think, what the fuck are these kids doing? Then they start moving their head like this, and the motherfuckers come up with fish. I jumped back and said, can you believe this motherfucking shit? Then a kid took the fish out of his mouth and looked at his brother and said, Goonie Google. I said, what the fuck is going on? Normal kids don't do shit like that, Gus. But I'm going to tell you something, motherfucker. You can take your motherfucking hairy, fat-ass, wife, mustache, bitch out the fuck. You could go upstairs and get the motherfucking dog and scoop up the shit and take Eddie and get these motherfucking long Angela Davis afro-wearing motherfucking kids of yours and put them in the motherfucking Goonie Google mobile and get the fuck out. And if my wife don't like it, she can get the fuck out too. You miss me, bitch.
Mr. Comedy, Mr. Eddie Murphy. Coming up next. A quiet storm for lovers only. We'll be right back.
Thank you. wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. Yeah. And I wish on all the rainbow that I see. I wish on all the people in their dreams. And I wish in all tomorrow praying that it come. I wish on all the love and we've ever done. I never thought I would see a time when you would be so far away from home, so far away from me. Just think of all the moments that we I just can't let you go from me. You are the man, but I didn't mean to hurt you. But I know that in the game of love, you reap what you sow. And I feel it's time we should be. I feel it's time for us to get back together. Make the best of things, you baby, when we're together. Whether or never, my baby. Thank you. without you. Ooh, hey. And hey, 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 girl, don't put me on. What's all the happen to me when you're gone? How will I live? How can I go on? How can I go on?
Started off with Will Downing and an old classic by Rolls Royce, Wishing on a Star. And of course, that was an old Temptations cut, Hey Girl, by Will Downing. This is the Quiet Storm version of the show for lovers only. Hope you enjoy. This is the time where you can sit back and pour you a glass of wine with your baby, your loved one, your significant other. Or one of the newest songs on the radio today, your side chick, whatever the case may be, this is the time to snuggle up to the person that you got all those feelings for. I want to send out a special dedication to a couple, the lovely Miss Glow, who is still enjoying her new boo, Mr. Carl Booker, a.k.a. Mr. DJ C-Rock. Of course, we have a segment of C-Rock's mix here on the Let's Be Frank show. And
I know that the two of them glow and C-Rock are enjoying each other. And I hope they enjoy this song that's dedicated to them. DJ C-Rock and Glow, this is for you.
I thought some time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a fall than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easier for. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easier far. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, who holds my heart. I can't blame you if you turn away from me like I've done you. I can only prove the things I say with time. Please be my
Beautiful music by Mr. Luther Vandross. Rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. Again, that's dedicated to Mr. Carl Booker, a.k.a. DJ C-Rock, a.k.a. Mr. Slim, and his boo, Miss Gloria Hedgman, a.k.a. GLOW, stands for Glorious, Loving, Outstanding Woman. I'd like to do another dedication here to all the lovely ladies in Club 40 Plus, a very special song just for you by my very good friend, Mr. Kenneth Jones, head called Cookie Sweet, for all you Cookie Sweet girls from Club 40 Plus. You know, it really is funny how time flies when you're having fun. That means we come to the end of another show, you guys. Hope you enjoyed the show this week and that you'll join us on next week. We're going to try to get this thing kicked back on a regular basis again. And remember, as we say always, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, you make sure you take God with you, okay? Going to take you out with a little Phyllis Hyman. See you next week. Bye now.
my desire for you grows more and more each day. When I hear your symphony play, that love song for me sounds like a love song, sounds like a love song, sounds like a love song to me. Sounds like a love song, sounds like a love song to me. And if we grow, tell me, can we grow together? To be, I'd be you and you be me. Picture all the possibilities. Sounds like a love song, sounds like a love song, sounds like one to me.